Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa V, and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reiss.
Welcome on your Friday drive time home to the beach to dinner, and I'm so glad you joined because this is Hollywood Connections. We're so excited that you joined, and we have some special VIP guests calling in. We have film directors, we have film festivals, and we have Be Discovered part of the show, and somebody is getting crowned in just a moment. If you're watching us live on TAM Talk Radio on YouTube, please tune in, and you can always see the show later on our TAM Talk Radio network on YouTube. In the meantime, I guess Juan is going to play a song. It's your crowning moment, and we'll be right back. And while it's on kind of low, Vaughn, I guess here we go. And Terry from the World's Tourism Pageant, I will come back and say a shout out to you in just a minute. I'm really excited, and this is very, very exciting and a very blessed moment for me.
It'll always be your crowning glory, the most glorious part.
2020 World's Classic Miss Florida Tourism. So hold on, while that song is playing, Vaughn, keep it playing. And here we go. Terry is going to love this.
Right?
Terry is going to love this.
Hold on.
Some boys can walk.
Some guys can grow.
She's like an elegant poem.
Oh,
lovely.
And flowers.
And her crown.
Clearly more lovely than others.
Get it?
We got it.
I think.
We got
your
hair. Here we go. We got Felipe taking photos. We're great in video. Thank you,
yes.
Felipe.
Perfect. Don't touch it, darling.
Oh, this is amazing. I'm gonna put my headsets over my crown. Oh my gosh. So, anyways, we are back, and I want to thank Terry for the World's Tourism Pageant because I am this year's Miss Florida Classic Tourism, and I'm so excited because I'm going to Nationals in actually next July. And here's the exciting thing. I'm running a pageant coming up. It will be December 7th, and it will be for the Florida State Tourism Pageant. And I'm Miss Latino International Reporter Lisa.
Yes.
And she's wearing her sash as well.
I am.
Yes, we have a kind of a pageant positive pageantry day and surprise guests, so stay tuned. It's going to be super fun.
It's going to be epic.
It's going to be epic, isn't it? I love it. So in the meantime, let's go to our first guest. I know Vaughn, and they're calling from out of the country, as I remember, and we're going right to the phone lines, and I'm glad they're working. So I'm Dawn Reiss. This is 106.1 FM, The Heat. We're on six stations, and we're actually 5,000 on Facebook. And I'm going to come back and talk about the new digital business card. Oh, my gosh. Actually, Vaughn, before we go, can you play that commercial? The digital business card. I have one. You need one. You need one. You need one. You all need one. You never have to buy a business card again. I'll be right back.
There is a better way to get you and your company in the hands of potential clients 24/7. This is IntelliCard, today's digital business card. It is the ultimate sales, branding, and marketing tool. With IntelliCard, all of your information is in one place, making it easier to share and recall. IntelliCard is different. You get all of this in a highly secure web-based solution designed to get you results. Call now or visit our website today to see how we can help you work smarter, not harder, with IntelliCard.
Oh, no, it's, but that is...
And you can call 727-871-7788. And here's all you have to do. Again, 727-871-7788. Text me digital card. And wait till you see mine. You're going to go, I need one. I want one. My friends want one. And Lisa's getting one as well.
Yes,
and
I
know
am.
We have so many other people that have their digital business cards. And I want to thank that the opportunity for me to promote this on my show. In the meantime, let's go to our caller right now. We have, who's on the air?
Hi, Dawn. This is Gerard.
Hi, Gerard. Our Laker flight attendant from back in the days. We flew together. And Gerard, I was kind of telling everybody about what you do. You're not just a pageant trainer. Can you tell the world who you are?
Well, a little bit about me. I've been in the fashion and beauty industry for 20 plus years. I'm a former flight attendant, like Dawn said earlier. Also, I own Choice Model Management and Academy here in Nassau, Bahamas, which is a modeling agency as well as a training academy for young women and men to actually sharpen their technique and skills in terms of the modeling industry.
That's right. And also, you know, we're helping one of our former flight attendants. I'm going by her on Monday. We have a bunch of stuff for her, and I've raised some money, and we want to thank Chrissy Boyles for donating and all the people from Island in the Sun and other people around the area that have contributed for this cause, because she came here with nothing. And when I heard that she was here, I jumped right on that opportunity to make sure I can bring her some things. So we're working on that, Lisa.
Yes, we are.
So, Lisa, do you have any questions for Gerard?
I actually was just sitting here, and he's over with all this literally heartache, heartbreak, and total devastation. What is going on that we're not being shown, to be honest with
you? In the Grand Bahamas.
In the Grand Bahamas.
Well, to be honest with you, I think that a lot of the attention is just being placed on one of the islands, which is Abaco, and Grand Bahamas being a little bit neglected, to the fact that you have to keep in mind that the Abaco is more considered an out island. So, of course, their devastation would be more catastrophic to the eye because of their building structures, and their structural codes are different. So even though that you may see buildings still standing in Grand Bahama, however, the insides of those buildings have been gutted totally. In some areas in Grand Bahama, like the Huxley area, there you would find more structural damages where a person's lost their entire homes. Like the whole catastrophe of the same thing that happened in Abaco would be more visible. One of the other things that you're not seeing is a lot of the aid that is going into the islands is only being concentrated to Abaco and not Grand Bahama. So if you're on Facebook, for Dawn, who's on my page, in which I share a lot of the heartaches out of Grand Bahama, because I'm originally from Grand Bahama, we have Grand Bahamians crying out every day that, please, we need assistance, we need water, we need baby food, we need all the things, because we have lost everything. So a lot of the international, I should say, advantages or aids that are coming in, it's not being filtered properly to both islands.
Well, you know, I just saw that John Travolta took his plane over there to Grand Bahama Island. Were you aware of that?
Yes, John Travolta actually owns a home in West End, which is the western side of the island. So therefore, he's there very, very frequently. So immediately, I'm sure, he came to the aid of the people on that end. However, that end of the island did not receive a lot of damage. So that was amazing for him to come and help the inner city, because of it being on the outskirts of Grand Bahama. Which is like one of those areas, Dawn, we didn't go to much, like 8 Mile Rock and Pinnacle Point, because we were in the inner cities when we were flight attendants.
Right.
So that was amazing for him to actually do. However, there's a lot of bureaucracy happening with the aid that is coming in and how it's being dispersed. So you still have people who are not getting the necessary things that they need.
Well, you know, that's amazing because, I mean, I have to go back. And Kelly Preston, I had a chance to interview here at the station, and we need to get her back here and because that would be awesome. And she said she would do that when she's in town. And, you know, I think that's amazing what Mr. Travolta has been doing and helping because of Grand Bahama Island. And that has been one of my favorites, as well as many others I know with the cruise companies going in and out. Right. And, you know, but our prayers are with you, and we're still, you know, working hard to make sure that people are donating. Even in Florida, I'm noticing, and the news stations are picking that up. And then, Gerard, I also want to just say something real quick. You're the owner of CEO of Choice Model Management and Academy in Nassau, Bahamas, and you do beauty pageant coaching over 20 years plus. You've trained and prepared many beauty queens for local, national, international. You enjoy public speaking and teaching and traveling, and you're also a native of the Grand Bahamas as well, as you just said, and you're helping with Hurricane Dorian, from all the assistance that you've been doing, and I just want to commend you. I see you going from NASA back and forth on the boat with one of our other former flight attendant friends, Trevor.
Yes.
Right. And then we also, I think on the line, Lisa's going to kind of give a little promo here. Do we have our VIP guest that you're about to introduce?
Actually, she should be on the line. Her name, she's the reigning Miss Bahamas, and her name is Taria Serra.
Yes.
She's also a contracted model with Choice Model Management, and she was trained and prepared for the competition by yours truly.
Oh,
we're actually getting ready for her to compete at the 68th annual Miss Universe pageant being held in December in South Korea.
Oh, we're going to so watch that, and we're going to so cheer for her. Yes. Oh, my God.
And we're going to pray we can get tickets. Wouldn't that be nice? We're going to pray tickets.
I know, right? I know.
Pray tickets.
She should be on one of your lines because she's called in already.
Yes. Well, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on 106.1 FM, six stations, Clearwater, Tampa.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
We're so excited. Now, make sure you're not on speaker because we're live on the air. And tell us your name again.
1 second, let me get off speaker.
I know. I can tell. See, I have an ear for speakers.
Yeah.
I just know. I've been on the air for so long.
Everything comes back, right.
She knew immediately. Well, my name is Taria Starup, and like Gerard said, I am the reigning Miss Bahamas Universe 2019-2020.
Wow. And where do you reside? Where's your home?
I live currently in New Providence. That would be the capital. But my family and all my friends are from Grand Bahama. They all live in Grand Bahama.
Well, before we get into going on to the next level of the pageant, you're gorgeous.
Yeah, you are
stunning.
You are just, look
for
this.
Thank you.
She's drop dead gorgeous.
You are. How tall are you?
I am 5'9 and a half.
Wow.
Wow, Milan, Japan, for sure.
There you go.
Gerard, yes.
Yes.
For sure. So tell us, before we start, you're going on to what pageant system? What national?
Oh, so Miss Bahamas Universe competes at Miss Universe. That's a global pageant. And I'll be competing against over 50 countries from around the world. We'll be meeting in South Korea this year, and the pageant will be airing live on December 19th.
Oh, we are so cheering for you. We just got chills. I'm like,
whoa. I know. We're so excited for you.
Where will the pageant be held this year?
It's going to be in South Korea.
Wow. South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been there before?
Oh, no. I haven't been that far east, but I'm so excited. I personally love Asian culture, so I am beyond excited to go.
Well, now, I know Lee and Lisa have tons of pageant questions. How did you prepare with Gerard to get where you are today to go to Miss Universe?
Oh, pageantry is a completely different ball game from what I, from what I originally experienced as a model. I thought that it would be much easier than the preparation that we went through. And Gerard is an amazing coach. He has a ton of queens under his belt, so I trusted his opinion. And we did a ton of interview training. We did runway training at least twice a week. He taught me how to properly convey personality on stage, and it was a lot of fun, but it was definitely a learning curve for me.
Wow, you're so excited. And, you know, being, you know, representing of the Bahamas as well with your title, what are you doing to help everyone in Grand Bahamas yourself?
Well, as soon as the storm happened, I immediately hit the ground running before we even got the all clear
right.
to help people, because the way the devastation hit Abaco, I knew that we would need a lot of help to restore these two islands. So I immediately started collecting donations from my community through my church. My father is a pastor of Good News Seventh-day Adventist, and we immediately started taking donations. I've also worked with a few local foundations here, including Hands for Hunger, Ted Knowles Foundation, which is now the Head Foundation. I've worked with the Fox Foundation, the Bahamas Red Cross, you know, boxing up supplies, really getting my hands dirty, because that's what I like to do as a person, you know?
Right.
So
it's not,
I've really been hands-on.
It's not about the crown and sash. It's what the crown can do for your community and the world.
Right.
Absolutely.
And there is a platform. You know, people say, what is your platform? And I have a platform. Lisa has a platform.
Yep.
And your platform is truly amazing. And we're just going to be there cheering you on. And Gerard, I would hope that you could bring her here sometime to our station.
Yes.
That would be phenomenal. That would be awesome.
Well, actually, she is slated to be, and you. I think you said that you are in which part of Florida?
Well, we're in Clearwater, Tampa, the beautiful Clearwater beaches of Florida.
Oh, you're in Clearwater.
Yes.
She's slated to be in Orlando sometime in October.
Perfect.
So we possibly can see what can happen.
Well, we have some film festivals, and we'll make that happen. We'll meet you there.
Yes.
And
we'll go where you are.
You may give me some tips for my pageant system I'm entering.
And hello. I'm new at this whole pageant stuff.
No, it's super. Now, we have a new model here. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. And how old are you?
I'm 16.
And what would you like to ask our almost a Miss Universe contestant that she's going for?
Yeah.
She's a model. What would you like to ask her?
So how do I get started with modeling?
She's on the Beauty
Scout. Hi, Hannah. If you're looking to get discovered, I would say to be sure that you know what type of modeling you want to do and definitely market yourself toward that route. For me, I knew that I wanted to go into editorial and runway fashion, so I would always do any fashion show I can to get as much content as I can out there and let people in the industry know that this is the route that I want to take. So that would be my greatest advice if you want to do, you know, commercial shooting, if you want to do spokesperson modeling. You just have to really be clear on your vision and have that speak through your Instagram page, your Facebook page, anything you use to promote yourself. And people will definitely embrace that.
Yes. Also, how tall are you, Hannah?
I'm 5'6".
Right. So she would be more commercial print.
Commercial or print, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And also, too, as you know, I'm an instructor for Barbizon, and I actually teach modeling and acting. And I'll tell you, I will say something, because you really need the training, and it gives you the advantage. And
mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of girls go through training, and then they win in these national competitions because they know how to speak. They know what to do on stage.
They know how to walk, know
exactly.
how to stand, right?
They
it's
know
how,
what
about.
A slate is. They know what, you know, a script is. So there's a lot of things that, you know, they're for that we love to help the youth. And also, not even that, it's just for confidence and whatever
yeah,
they go
exactly.
through in life.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, I teach all day tomorrow, so I'm excited.
Yay.
So, but in yeah. the meantime, Hannah, I'm going to be working with her and kind of directing her, maybe getting her one of the searches so she can see it. And we're going to get you back here and see if you want to be a reporter for us. Maybe. And hey, Gerard, maybe your girl wants to be actually one of our
the
reporters.
International reporter. She's going
yeah,
to South please. Korea. She's going, hello, there you
I know,
have it.
Gerard,
another title.
We have to talk.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I need your help, Gerard, like badly.
Definitely,
so,
definitely.
Two left feet.
She's amazing.
Oh,
she's
well,
amazing,
you two
so.
Are such a blessing
yes.
to be on the air and helping the Grand Bahamas. And we just are, like I said, I can't wait to help Camille with all that people are donating for me to give to
yeah.
her. And it's such a blessing that I can do that. And all of a sudden, God spoke to me in my heart one day. And I'm just, you know, when I can't sleep at night, I'm praying. And then all of a sudden, I just said, wow, Gerard, you told me she was needed help. Then Chrissy, our marketing director, she raised $60. And then somebody
yeah.
else, you know, on the GoFundMe part, they kept raising
yeah.
money. So
yes.
anything that can help somebody, even if it's just one family, to help them get on their feet or just make their day brighter, that's what I'm trying to do.
Thank you so much,
that
and I'm
so
sure
great.
That it's
thank
very,
you.
I appreciate it.
I do.
Yes,
and
every little thing matters.
You bet. Well, give your social media, Miss Gorgeous.
And I
well,
want an autograph
if you're
picture, please.
Following me. Of course, when I come to Orlando, we're going to get together.
Yes, I can't wait to interview
if
you.
If you want to follow me, my Instagram handle is Taria Bianca. That's spelled TareaBianca. Taria Bianca. And that is the same on all platforms. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and especially Instagram.
That's right. And Gerard, give your social media.
My social media is The Ken Doll on Instagram. That's TheKendoll.
I love that.
9363. And on Facebook, it's Gerard Royale Beckham.
There you go, everybody. We'll put all their social media up again. It's up on my Facebook under Dawn Reese. And you two have been amazing, and I want to thank you. And Godspeed ahead in both of your careers. And we just keep praying for the Bahamas and Abaco and also the Grand Bahama Island, which is our favorite that we were based at for many years. So,
yes.
I want thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you both for calling in.
Good night,
okay,
guys.
Good night.
Thank you.
Wow. So here's a girl, actually a lady, going to Miss Universe.
I still have no words for this show.
We're
going
to have a Miss Universe party.
Seriously.
We will. Seriously. We'll do that at our house because...
And we still have to do the gentleman from the movie, from
yes.
Signs. We're going to do because remember, single, win a date, and all the proceeds go to the Bahamas. You know, win a date with Lisa V, win a date with this gentleman.
Exactly.
And all the proceeds go to... So you got to send in... an email to Dawn's email. We'll give all that information, and then that way we can have some fun and go live and make
yes.
make money and help everybody.
And also coming up is Soap This. We have to give Patty
yes,
a shout out
Patty.
Because we're going to have some soap opera stars here in
I'm
November
so
and December. And here all you have to do is go to Facebook and put in Soap This, and we're going to do two letters. Actually, you're going to write me, and you're going to tell me why you want to meet a soap opera star. Who doesn't?
Right.
Right? We got a lady right here, and Hannah's mom. And you could write your letter tonight, and we can send it in. Why do you want to come to the soap opera event, which is going to be amazing? General Hospital, Young and Restless.
I still can't. My grandmother in heaven is going, go for it, because that's that was like everything that we did in the afternoon, and from 1 o'clock on, that was it. Nothing
right.
but the soap operas and the school bus driver. If it was too late, he would literally like drop us a little bit further, close to the house, so she didn't have to walk and miss the soap
oh,
opera.
Oh wow! So. And then we have Kathleen Gotti coming.
Yes.
And
can't believe it, doctor.
Yes. So go to Soap This on Facebook. All the information is there. All the celebrities are there. It's really super cool. So, Lisa, I have a real quick funny story before we go into our half hour with our sports reporter coming on to audition. And we've got Felipe. Tell me about Felipe over here. Come here, Felipe.
Come on, Felipe.
So I know you have to translate.
Sort of.
Yes, yeah, so a little bit.
Hello, right. everybody.
Yeah, this is Felipe from Colombia. Everybody say hi.
Colombia.
Yes.
Oh, I reached a flight in Medellin. And Medellin?
Medellin.
Oh, that is
beautiful.
The most gorgeous yeah. country. Oh, my God. Yeah, and you have Miss Universes that come out of there, too.
Of
Miss
course.
Colombia. And I've
yeah.
seen that, yes.
La mujer es más bella en el mundo.
Lindas.
Yes.
Hermosas.
In Spanish, he can tell everybody what he does.
Dile yes. que tú haces en español. Dile.
Bueno, yo soy productor de cine y televisión. Y ahora vengo a vivir aquí a la Florida.
He's a producer and a director who came here to live in Florida so he could produce and direct.
Wow, I think we should have a Spanish show, Lisa.
I'm working on it.
We could do that.
Yeah.
You and Felipe could do a Spanish show together.
There you go.
Well, how about your own show here?
Una show para... Una show para ti, una show para mí, una show para él. Es todo para show. Yeah, that would be perfect.
I
because,
would love that.
Because... how I met him at the red carpet of Signs,
right?
A journey to soulmates, and it, at first I didn't want to go, and because
right.
it's part of my life and it's something that I had to deal with, so now I'm going to see it again. And when I went there, and then Cheryl says, hi, this is this person from Colombia, and Felipe, I said, oh hi, my Spanish is a little rusty, but let me whatever.
Right.
And since between your connections that you don't realize, I've been behind the scenes, messaging our mutual connections from Hollywood Connections.
Right.
So now we're connecting him to more people. He's going to connect us to ESPN, Fox Sports, Columbia, like Miami. It's going to be. Well, total, like, literally, Hollywood Connections connects again. It's just crazy.
Well, we're excited because, you know, actually in October, you're going to take over a show while I go teach down in West Palm for Barbizon.
Yes.
And I think it's the 11th.
The 11th of October.
Right. And then November 15th, I think. Yes. And so Lisa wants to do a talent show here.
Yes.
One of the ideas. Yes. So, and that would help to go into Mako's event.
Yes.
So you can audition talent for Mako.
On November, right. And we were going to try to do, I was going to, you know, get with you and try to do a, because of the movie that I'm in, Coco is coming out, and between the movie,
I'm in it too, Signs, but you got a bigger part.
I was amazed when they told me, like, actually, this is more like widescreen. I saw not a widescreen. It's just so crazy how things happen. But definitely, we want to do a talent show. So everybody out there listening on the radio, please message me on Facebook, Lisa A. Vasquez, and my Instagram, I think, is Lisa V Sings 9870. I'm going to change that, but for right now, and just reach out to us and we'll get it going, and we'll get you on the show.
That's right. So in the meantime, we have a VIP guest calling in. I know she's on the phone in just a moment. Mako is calling in, but before we do, let's introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Stephen B.
Hi, Stephen B. You have a great sports voice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what do you want to do?
Well, I just want to learn what happens, the nuts and bolts of the broadcast industry, and then apply myself.
Well, I, as Hollywood Connections, and Lisa, as Hollywood Connections, would like to invite you to maybe be one of our sports reporters.
I would love it.
And we're going to actually test you on the air. We have a surprise for you in just a minute. I don't know who's calling in. Maybe some famous sports person. I'm not sure.
Might be.
Yeah, might be. And you get to interview them live on the air. That's your test.
I was not told there was going to be a test, to be honest.
You never know with me. I'm full of surprises.
Yeah, she will surprise you to no end.
Surprise.
And let's go back to Hannah here real quick before we go to our VIP guest. So, Hannah, what do you think about being a reporter with us?
I think it'd be really good for me to get into and to kind of open up and be more comfortable with the idea.
Right. And I'm going to try to get her an audition with Barbizon and, you know, some things that I'm doing. And maybe you could join me on some red carpet events. And
she can join me on, y'all can join me on red carpet.
Yes.
In Spanish and English, because we're going to be everywhere.
Yes. And you have a couple questions for me and Lisa and our producer over here.
How time consuming would you say it would be, and is it possible to do it while I'm in school?
As a model, yes, you can. There are opportunities after school that you can go on auditions, and they do know that. There are summertime, of course, is much easier, but there it depends. Your schoolwork, number one, you have to have good grades, because film directors and producers want to know that you have great grades. And if you have good grades and your grades are up there, they do ask you in auditions, how are your grades in school? So that's number one.
Right. Do you think I should start modeling now, or should I wait till I'm out of school and I'm older?
The opportunity, I'm 59, okay? I'm going to say
and
my age.
And you don't look it. She doesn't. Like, I'm telling you, not at all.
I don't. I feel like 40-ish, which is great.
Yeah, you are, girl.
Well, the thing is, I'm still doing it. And I have the opportunities coming in galore, which is great. And I just have to pick and choose what I want to do. But here's a great thing. For you, I would start now. But you have to have some training. You've got to know what to do in front of a camera. Is there a question that you can ask Felipe, and you can, you know, she was auditioning.
Okay.
All right.
Ella quiere saber, porque ella tiene poquito, tú sabes, tímido de cámara, ¿qué ella puedo hacer para ella tiene más, tú sabes, tranquilidad a frente de cámara?
Okay.
Pues yo pienso que lo más importante es actuar naturalmente.
Okay, the most important thing is she needs to just be herself, just be natural. You do not want to try to be something that you're not.
Right.
Toda mujer tiene su encanto y
every woman has their you know, every woman has their beauty, and they're special. Like, every woman's different and special, so you just have to be you.
You remind me of the girl that was on Dolphin Tales. She's a little bit older now, and when she was on Doesn't She? You could be her stand-in.
There you go.
But she's got shorter hair now.
That's okay, she can cut it.
Yeah,
there's a lot, locks of love.
Wait, I had an agent tell me that one time, and I cut my hair, and I cried for 2 months. I did. It was in Chicago, and she's still there. Shirley Hamilton.
Shirley, she's cried over you.
I did on the Amtrak all the way home.
Right.
After was a cried. I was like 18. So in the meantime, Hannah, you have another question for us.
What are some options I could get into to help me be more comfortable with the idea of putting myself out there in front of big crowds?
Well, I would say, number one, let's get her to where Barbara's on search, all right, and see if this is something that she wants to do. And just test it, because I'll tell you, a lot of opportunities are out there for you. You just have to know what you're doing. You need to know how to slate. You need to know what a monologue is. They're going to ask you. So you have all these other girls that are your age going out for the same opportunity, but they already know their stuff. So if you don't know, it's kind of like a tool belt, what they call, like if you were a doctor and you wanted to wear the white coat and you came in by me, I'd say you're not doing anything. You have to get the training. So that's most important. And another question.
Is it a good idea for me to model for a year before I get into acting so I can get more comfortable?
Now, that's a good question, Lisa, because I used to be her, and I just wanted to be a model. That was it. I was 17, 18. I want to model. I don't want to act. Until my agent said, the money's in the acting, and you have to act to be a model. You have to model to be act. You know, if for acting-wise, again, this is just back in the days, but you have to know what clothes they put on. You have to act if you love it. I worked for Kohl's Department Store one time. And here's a long story short, before we go into our guest, I actually had a dress that was so big on me and had clothespins on the back. Now, I could have walked and been, oh, no, this is like not me, and I could have complained. But no, I had to act. I love this dress, even though it's clothespinned up with 100 clothespins. And I smiled, and I made $350 for the day.
There you go.
So, you know, I mean, that was for Kohl's Department Store, and that was in Wisconsin. Yes, I'm a Wisconsin girl.
My friend Tina and Mike McNew live in Wisconsin.
So. Oh, really?
Yes, they live by the I'm supposed to go visit them and go to the Wisconsin, is it the Dells? Or
ooh.
They're sort of kind of somewhere by the, like 15, 20 minutes. I couldn't tell you that. They only tell me the city they're in every time I can
breathe. We're going to get Steve back here. I want to get John Steinbeller from the Milwaukee Bucks. I'll have to get him on. You have to come back next week.
Oh, yeah, that'd
and you
be
can
good.
Interview him again.
Absolutely.
All right? The more that we get, that would be great live on the air, because we've had him before.
And he needs to tell how we met.
Yes. Yeah. How did you guys meet?
Really?
Yeah. I'm at CJ's singing.
CJ's. You
blowing
were singing.
Blowing the house.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
And yep. I was watching, and she's amazing. She's a really good singer. And we talked, and we just happen to have a lot in common. Is, you know, she does what I've always wanted to do.
God's intervention.
Yeah.
And so it was a blessing to meet her, and here I am.
And you have a great voice.
Thank you, Dawn. I'm happy to be on the Dawn Reese Show, so thank you.
And you're single?
Yes, I am single.
Ladies, there we go. Three people. Went a date with Steve, Lisa, and Chris is the other gentleman's name, right?
I think so.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, give us like an intro of sports. Like, how would you start a show? Like something off the cuff. I'm just going to put you on the spot.
People I would say driving. Welcome, everybody, to the Dawn Reese Sports Hour. We're going to talk some sports. We're doing a call-in thing here. Let's get something going.
Ooh,
start a subject, and we'll go with it.
I think we have a caller. Mako, are you on the air? Is she live with us? Mako? Caller? Not yet. She should be calling in about 2 minutes. Yes. I know she's trying to get a VIP. That was really good, actually, by the way.
Yeah.
And so, Lisa, in the meantime, while I'm texting her to find out, is she there yet?
No.
Okay. So tell us what's happening this weekend and the church with Beaming Hope.
It's regular church at 10 a.m. Services at 11100 110th Avenue North in Largo. You can go and see us live at 10 o'clock at www.beaminghope.org, and I will be there this Sunday.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, also, I know Chrissy wants us to give a shout-out because she had some appliances done today, and she said she'd give a quick shout-out to this amazing company.
Yes, this amazing company called Discount Appliance Service. They are available 24/7, and they are out of Tampa, Florida, and they're email address is Neil, then followed by Ram, DASS83@gmail.com, and their phone number is 813-440-7473 or 727-422-4149.
So Chrissy had some appliances. She's very happy.
Oh, Neil's awesome. He was there in an hour.
He was there in an hour. There you go, folks. There in an hour.
I can send her out.
She's our rock and roll reporter marketing. She's the social media guru. She is. She's the one that tells me what to do. And thank you. We love you, Chrissy.
We send her out, and all of a sudden, I say, Chrissy, where are all the cars? And she's like, I got them right here, babe. Right here.
Right here. Ready.
So, Lisa, also, I have some opportunity for all of our Facebook watchers as well. You know, I work for another company, and I'm excited because I'm doing a cruise for 4 days and 3 nights. Yes, it's a deal. And you get 2 Visa cards for $100. And it's a tour of our property. I can't give the tour information, but if you are interested, all you have to do, it's in Clearwater Beach, is text me 727-871-7788, put tour, and I'll send you the information and on the details where I will be at on Sunday at 12 o'clock that you can sign up and go on the tour. Great deal. And the cruise is Carnival.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't miss out.
No.
And interior, it's a great deal.
Yes.
So that's it. And the meantime, so while our VIP guests, you know, there's another film festival coming up. You are invited as well. You know, Linda.
Yes.
You want to talk about that?
The Latin Film Festival.
That's right. And also, I sent information over, and we're going to go right here, and it's October 18th through the 20th in St. Petersburg.
Yes.
And just to give you an idea, we want to thank her. She also donated $20 for Camille in the Bahamas that we're taking over on Monday. And there's a lot of Latina film festivals, and so exciting. So you've been over the website a little bit. And
A little bit, yes. And there's a movie that's really getting hype. It's out of Venezuela. It's about a girl that's not sure who she is and how she identifies, you know, all different ways. And also there's, as I've been, you know, looking, there's a lot of a lot of actors that are going to be over there that are in movies. And one of them, let me see, there's also this movie called,
there's a website, too, out there.
It is Okay, see, with this lighting,
she's got her glasses.
I'm wearing my glasses.
I'm not.
It is Tampa Bay Latin Film Festival.com. Once again, Tampa Bay Latin Film Festival.com. And there's tons of information on there, and we can't wait to cover it. I'm going to be trying to brush up on my Spanish.
Yes. And also, we have another one calling in a few minutes and talking about the Central Florida Film Festival, and that's coming up, and he'll be calling in shortly. And then also, we have a big business women's convention coming up. They're going to be calling in next week as well.
Great.
We have Mako's event. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Casting director Ellen Jacoby will be there. There'll be a talent search. You want to audition for the talent search, give Lisa a call.
Yes.
Your number.
407-690-8472.
All ages, and they're going to have a major film director there.
And please leave a message if I do not answer, or when you text, please let me know that you know, because of all the,
put talent search for text.
Yes, talent search, text.
Exactly.
Text talent search to 407-690-8472.
So, Steve, let's go back to you. You know that I used to work for the Milwaukee Bucks, and I used a flight attendant for the Florida Panthers back in the days. So I'm going to do some research. I know Mako, with her event, is coming up. She's waiting to call in, and hopefully her VIP guest that we've been trying to pre-qualify for you, hopefully they'll be calling in just a minute. What would you like to cover? What's your favorite sport?
I love all the team sports. I love baseball. I love them all, basketball, football, hockey. I've never played hockey. I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Okay, so you're a Lightning fan. I'm a Panther fan.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
What can I tell you? So I want to just say congratulations. We would like to have you join our team.
Absolutely. I'm all for that.
Yes,
thank
I think
you.
That would be awesome. And, you know, media IDs are kryptonite, you know, because that gets us into everything.
Yes.
And, of course, it's not free. We do stories. We have to upload to YouTube. We got to take the footage and everything and what we do. So any questions for us, Steve? Do you want to ask us a question before our guest calls in? Hmm. Anything that comes to mind? You're live on 106.1 FM The Heat.
Well, I don't know what they actually directly right now, but I just wanted to say this is I'm very happy that you guys brought me here. I want to thank Lisa because she reached out to me.
Give God all the glory.
Thank God, absolutely.
Give God all the glory.
And I'll come up with something to ask you.
That's okay. I know we had planned a VIP guest, and I'm like, Mako, where are you? Call in. And she's waiting for that VIP guest.
Well, what was funny is, remember, I'm in CJ's, and even though I don't drink, there's alcohol there. So I approach him. I say, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, something's telling me I got to come talk to you. I don't know why. He's like, well, you sing amazing. I said, well, you know, I said, thank you. And I said, what do you know, do? And he says, well, I went back to school to be in communications. I want to be on the radio. So I start laughing. And then I said, look,
I'm on the radio, and I could see his face like, oh, really? Like, oh, really? Sure you are. So as soon as I flip and show the photo of Chrissy and I and Kim Coates from Sons of Anarchy and Bad Blast, oh, we were at a after you know party, and right then and there, we knew. He said, okay, and he's... And wow. when he complimented us, he said he was going through both of our social media, and he was so impressed at your career. He said,
yeah,
wow,
you're good. Amazing. Yeah. This is something I've always wanted to do, yeah. just to be in here. I've listened to sports radio, talk radio all my life.
Well, you it's have the
It's the first
voice.
Time I've ever I been know. In a studio. I've always wanted to do this. So well, thank you for the opportunity.
We're excited yeah. about that. You know, Elisa, I got to thank a lady today. I've been praying. You know, when you pray for something... Watch what happens. Even if it's something simple. Like, I wanted a swing for my porch, like a chair swing. And I looked at one on eBay, and I showed my husband. He's like, that looks cheap, Dawn. That's like $95. Or one on, like, Home Depot. It was like $200. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, okay, God, you have the perfect chair swing for me, you know, that I'm looking for. Long story short, I find it on Craigslist. And I look over, and we go and pick it up today in Sarasota. The woman is amazing. She's probably watching. She's got a 15-year-old daughter that went to Casablanca's modeling school.
Oh, wow.
And I told her, I said, my husband's a painter, so if you need a painter for your houses, anybody out there as well, yes. he's licensed. And she also, from Russia, her mom used to work with a lot of Russian stars. And so I said, let's bring you here. Maybe we can have a Russian show. And so she's going to see if her daughter wants to try out to be a reporter as well. So she's watching. But I'll tell you, I got an amazing deal, and I kind of fell asleep on it when I got home today. And one more real quick, and I'll tell you about their story. Lisa, I'm going through Facebook, and I'm looking. Maybe anybody's interested. I can hook you up. So I'm looking through, you know, like a whitening toothpaste I used to sell.
Right.
I drink coffee. I have tea. And so I'm looking and I see this ad and it's like, oh, this toothpaste, try this. And I thought, this is interesting. Within moments, I got an email from one of the studios here. It said, do you want to try out for this whitening toothpaste? So funny. I said, God, you really have a sense of humor.
Yes.
I'm looking on Facebook. It comes in the mail, in the email with 2 seconds. And I know they're watching as well. And so I send in pictures and everything. She's like, yes, we want you to do this. And why do you want the whitening toothpaste? And I said, because I have a new title holder. You know, I drink coffee. I have, you know, tea. And actually, I'm drinking coffee right now.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Thank you, coffee.
Anyways, let's go to our guest. I said, watch what you say, because God can deliver it in seconds.
Yes, he can.
That's
he does.
Right. He does. All right, let's go to our caller, Vaughn. Oh, you're live on the air. Hello, Dawn Reesen.
Hi, it's Marco.
Marco Moments. Moments, yes, hi.
Yes.
So we have our sports reporter. We just kind of shouted you out with what's happening and your event. And give the dates again and who's all going to be there.
November the 23rd and 24th. And that's on Saturday at 1 p.m. through 8 p.m. This is our Celebrity Stop Bullying Campaign 501c plan.
That's right,
and some of our celebrities are my cousin, Abba Bentley, who was not able to join us because he is speaking on a charity event tonight. And I was hoping that he would be able to, but unfortunately he wasn't able to. But Abba Bentley, he is Hall of Fame Sports University of Miami, former running back for Indianapolis Colts and Pittsburgh Steelers. Lorenzo White, who is NFL Hall of Fame, Michigan State, former running back for Cleveland Browns and Houston Oilers. Also, NFL star Benny Blades, he is Hall of Fame Sports University of Miami, former defensive back for Seattle Hawks and the Detroit Lions. Also joining us is Riddick Bowe, Big Daddy Bowe, two-time champion of the world, Hall of Fame boxing legend, Riddick Bowe. He was the first boxer to defeat Evander Holyfield. And Evander Holyfield and I are friends as well. And let's see, who else do we have that is joining us? Celebrity, Hollywood filmmaker, Egon Steffen Jr., who filmed the movie Bad Boys 1 and 2.
Ooh,
and so
fun.
Many.
I can't wait.
Wow. Yeah, so it's going to be phenomenal. That's just some of the celebrities that are coming.
Well, I have an idea. Until we're waiting for the also Central Florida Film Festival, and this is Mako's moment. And Mako has an idea called Let's Talk. She wants to bring that to the Hollywood Connections as well with what she's working on in South Florida. But, Steve, I have an idea. So, Mako, what do they call you? Are you a sports agent? Are you a sports promoter?
Well, Ashlyn, I'm a publisher and promoter. I promote NFL, NBA, WNBA, and boxing legends. And I'm also, I just do a lot of things. I'm an entrepreneur. So we launch websites. We have a new website, Cyberspace Billboard.
That's
and
right, I got
Dawn,
a billboard.
Tell me all about yours.
Everybody say, where's that billboard at? I'm like, oh, it's in West Palm on the road. No kidding. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And you know what? Here's what I'd like to do. I want to get back on something because we played that commercial for the digital business card and everybody needs one. It's amazing. But my idea for you right now is I want Steve to interview you live on the air of what you do. So, Steve, this is your moment with Mako Moment. Take it away.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. Hello, Mako. How are you doing today?
Well, hello.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to meet you. One of the things I would do, I was more prepared to talk to an athlete, but I would ask you this. As a young person, you know, who did you look up to? Who was an influence on you? To get into this agent business that you do, the sports business?
All my relatives, because when I was 11, I majored in journalism all the way through college and broadcasting, then minor in music and video production, and then I was in corporate sales. And one day I thought about it, that all the things that God has blessed me to do, I have NBA relatives, like my uncle, it was an NBA celebrity that played for Atlanta Hawks. And then I thought about my cousin, Albert Bentley, who was Hall of Fame, and he played for the Indianapolis Colts and Pittsburgh Steelers, and then so many other relatives. And I thought about it, and I approached him one day, and I said, listen, why don't we all start a business where I'll be in control, I'll do everything, only thing you guys have to do is show up for the event. They said, okay. So that's where it really... where lunch is starting from.
That's very good. I like to hear that. I was a big Miami fan. I'm from Tampa, Florida, so that was I was actually a Hurricane fan with a bunch of Gators around me.
So, chomp.
But I was a big Jim Kelly, and I'm very familiar with the Benny Blades and the family. They had a bunch of Blades over in the league.
Nice.
So,
nice. Because, you know, Benny Blades, his nephew is playing for the Hurricanes now.
Absolutely. You mentioned the WNBA. What's your connection there? Because I'm a big fan.
My cousin Alex Bentley, which is her father's Albert Bentley, and she is a current player for the WNBA. She's phenomenal, and she's a current player for the Atlanta Dream.
Absolutely. I know that team very well. I do follow them. I have to tell you this. This is a little selfish moment of mine, but I'm going to
buzz. I made sure he's doing it.
Yeah, she's Lisa's hitting my rib here. I have a 15-year-old daughter that's quite the prodigy, I guess, in basketball. She's a sophomore, and she's got a 4.0 grade point average. She's being recruited, actually, as a freshman. But she loves basketball. She's 6'5". She was second in Pasco and block shots, and so I was like, wow, if I could, you know, connect her with you, you know, get her some, exposure to see what the whole WNBA is.
We can make her a junior reporter.
Yeah, she loves sports, but it's a really exciting time of my life, so I'm on this high school thing, but I had to throw that out there. But so you have this WNBA connection that's very exciting. I do like that.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, there are a lot of things that we can do with your daughter. You say right now she's in high school?
Yeah, she's a sophomore in high school.
Oh, okay, sophomore, okay.
Yeah, so she's got a lot of growing to do, but it's something that I'm very excited about, to hear somebody that's actually connected with the league. It's awesome.
Well,
you have to bring her to our event, you know, an event which is in Tampa. The address is, I forgot to tell everyone, the address is 1312 West Nassau Street, that's Tampa. Zip code is 33607. And the event is a national campaign, Stop Bullying, with our celebrities giving back to the community. And another thing, Steve, that we're doing that we're quite excited about, we are launching our Celebrity All-Star Youth Series.
Ooh.
And it's our NFL and NBA and WNBA and Boston Legends, all of us together are... we created a program to implement our children, our youth, to communicate instead of retaliating. So we'll be teaching a lot of things about football. They'll be doing that part. Basketball. And maybe your daughter will want to come.
Absolutely.
To be a part of that.
I'm going to definitely get some more information on that so we can be there.
We're going to be there. We have a table. We're going to be having our digital card talk about how we do it, and you can see it. Mako, stay on the line because we only have 5 minutes left, and I know we have another VIP guest. Hold on the line, and who's on Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, The Heat?
Hi,
Hey, this is Brendan Rogers, the executive director of the Central Florida Film Festival.
Oh, we're so glad you called.
Yes,
I'm just texting
we are.
You. I'm like, call in now. So we're excited. Now, you moved your event because of the storm. I know we have a few minutes. We have 5 minutes. Can you give us a rundown what the website is and where you can get tickets?
Sure. All the info on the schedule and passes are at centralfloridafilmfestival.com. And it gives you kind of a basic info of who we are and who's going to be there this year and what the films are going to be and so forth and the venue. And yes, we did. We unfortunately had to move this year because the hurricane, it was kind of uncertain and we weren't sure, you know, in the run up to it. And we were like, it's better safe than sorry. And, you know, the last thing you want is a bunch of filmmakers showing up out of town and then the power's out and then you have no festival.
Right. What celebrities will be there? Do you have any in-house or anyone coming in or on the red carpet?
We have this year, well, we're doing more of like a filmmaker-centric thing. Last year, I know we had like Greg Pitts, Mindy Sterling, Cary Tagawa. This year, it's more like on the filmmaker side, and we're also saving bigger people for next year because it's the 15th, are going to be our 15th year. So, but this year we have Paul Salmon. He's been in the industry for years, worked on Blade Runner and RoboCop, and he's an author, and he's going to be on one of our panels. We have Mimi Chan, who is a martial artist and a filmmaker herself, and she was the physical model for the Disney character Mulan. And one of our board members is a presenter this year, and he'll be there. George Perez, comic book artist. He created the new Teen Titans. He did the original Infinity War, Infinity Gauntlet series. And worked in the industry for years and years and years. He's kind of like a comic book legend.
Here's what I want to offer you. I know we only have 3 minutes. If there's anybody that would like to call in on the show next week, maybe you could set it up and promote their film or their trailer on the air for your film festival.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, we have a number of filmmakers that would jump at that opportunity for sure.
That would be wonderful. And that's the thing. We have a young reporter here that wants to learn the ropes of everything and will be on the red carpet. And we're excited. I've never been to your event. I've sent reporters before. And I know that I'm going to try to get over there if I'm not teaching my other job. And we want to thank you so much, Brendan, for calling in. And I just want to say that this is an opportunity for people to get connected. And you're looking for volunteers as well, correct?
For sure, yeah, because we're a 501c3 nonprofit, so we're always looking for people that want to be a part of it. But it's a huge, like, it's a great networking opportunity for people that want to be there, especially if volunteers, because they get to sort of mingle and go behind the scenes with everybody.
I agree. Well, I'm going to get more back to you on the phone after the show in tomorrow, and we'll set that up for next week. And we have Mako that's on, too. She is putting another event together. But I do have to shout out, because I know she's watching, worldmisstourismpageant.com from all over the United States. So this is in Nashville, Tennessee. If you'd like to enter the state Florida pageant again, get in touch with me. 727-871-7788. Put Instant Princess. So that's coming up, and I want to thank the opportunity for my title. I know I'm going, we have 1 minute, Lisa.
This goes by so fast.
It does. And I'm very proudly wearing my new title.
Yes.
I have to thank you. Yes. I am glowing. I am. And Mako, thank you for calling. Brendan, thank you for calling.
My pleasure. Hey, do me a favor, Lisa. Don and Lisa, let everyone know that because I'm a publisher, they may contact me at 954-687-4705 and visit our website, cyberspacebillboards.com.
It's amazing. Yes. It's amazing. And Central Florida Film Festival, you don't want to miss this. And that's coming up when?
Our dates are the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, next weekend.
Next weekend. Yes. So hold on the line for a second. And Lisa, any last words that you'd like to say?
I can't wait to be, Mako, thank you so much for so many opportunities that, you know, you bring to so many people and just being
you
and reaching out. And I can't wait to be at the Central Florida Film Festival. I'm so excited.
I look forward to it.
Yes, we have 1 minute. Steve, I want to thank you. Congratulations. Yes. Welcome to Hollywood Connections.
Welcome.
This is what we do. Yes, and Felipe, any last words in Spanish that you'd like to say? You're a producer. Are you going to work on a documentary?
Tú vas a hacer un documentario, ¿verdad?
Claro que sí.
Yep,
vamos a trabajar.
Nice.
Y muchas gracias por la invitación hoy.
And thank you for inviting him today.
Oh, thank you. You're amazing. And Lisa, Chrissy,
hi guys.
Hey, say hi.
Please repeat the phone number.
Yes.
954-687-4705, Mako?
It was cyberspace.
You got it, Lisa.
Woo! Yep, we got it. She got
awesome.
It. And we want to thank Hannah for being here.
Yes.
Hannah, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay, you know your friends can watch you all over the world after this?
Yeah.
On Tan Talk Radio, you can go to YouTube, as well as my Facebook, Dawn Reese.
And as well as Lisa A. Vasquez Facebook.
That's right. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch what happens. And again, you pray for the little things, and I'll tell you, you just ask God even for anything. Like when I was praying for my swing hammock
today. Trust me, he's been answering all day long, and we thank you, 106.1 The Heat, Hollywood Connection.
Thank you, Lola, for this opportunity. God bless everyone.
Thank you, Lola.
See you next week.